להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך. להגיד, להגיד בבוקר חסדך.
So we'll begin with an excerpt.
לא שומעים? אתה שומע אותי?
Can you hear me?
סבב.
All right.
נתחיל מדבר.
Let's begin with Rav's words from the morning lesson from yesterday's morning lesson. Can I, from day to day, feel to where I lean, thinking about myself or rather thinking about the ten? Where's the emphasis? Is my concern for the ten natural? Do I just feel like thinking about it more than I feel about myself? As if I forget myself and think of the ten? Is there something in that direction, some kind of inclination in me? I try to identify it to see if I'm close to that or to the contrary, and I want to be exact regarding this scrutiny. If I'm concerned about myself, I care about myself, that's natural, and I have the ten, which is like an adopted child, and I need to find to feel how much I'm concerned for it. So try to examine yourself and see where your heart leans. So what we'll do now, we'll start with a quiet workshop with short questions from this excerpt. Then we'll hold an active workshop, and then we'll have a final question for thought. So beginning with the quiet workshop, silent one. Can I feel, the question is, can I feel from day to day in what direction I lean? Am I thinking about myself or the ten more? Can I feel from day to day where I lean to, the ten or myself? Where is the emphasis? Where is the force?
האם הדאגה על העשירייה היא כבר יותר בצורה טבעית?
Is my concern for the ten natural? Do I just feel like thinking about it more than about myself?
האם יש מצב שאני שוכח על עצמי?
Is there a state in which I forget about myself and think about the ten? Is there a state where I forget about myself and think of the ten?
האם יש משהו לקראת המחשבה על העשירייה?
Is there something in that direction of thinking about the ten? Some kind of shock in me, some kind of inclination? Is there something moving in me, some inclination towards thinking about the ten?
שאלה לסדנה פעילה.
So now, a question for active workshop. Let's try to identify, to locate the place where the thought about the ten awakens. Will it happen to me, and how? To what extent am I far or close to that thought? So again, from where does this thought about the ten awaken? How will it happen to me? Will it happen to me? And how close am I or distant or from that thought?
What does it come from? Apparently it comes because the Creator is awakening me. Sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. And this is a result of the work that we do together, trying to connect.
Yes, it comes out of the preparation that we had before. In every state, the extent to which we were concerned about elevating the friends and pushing them forward, and that happens when you have the strength and everything, then this state works on me from within the friend.
Yes, it depends on how much I contain the friends within me, and I care for them. Do I take advantage of the opportunities? But also, of course, how many external actions do I perform towards the friends? It works this way both in the root and in the branch.
And then, throughout these actions, you can feel how far or close you are to that correct thought. Am I thinking only about myself, and or am I really succeeding in thinking about the ten?
Yes, if it awakens, it's either the Creator is awakening it, or you think about the ten and you are sure, you know, that one of the friends was thinking about you. And now it's an opportunity where you, in your turn, can think about the ten and wish to awaken all the friends.
We need to make an effort and to anticipate salvation.
Yes, all the time there is this thought that awakens, and how do we need to ascribe it to the group, to take everything through the group. It's felt very clearly that this is something that's growing stronger.
Everything depends on the preparation, even the little tiny bits, where sometimes you remember for seconds, and it can have an impact, and you can never tell how much.
What was the question again? So, how close or opposite I am, this is something that we can scrutinize when we start discussing between us. How do we connect? How will we come to this connection? How will we come connected to the lesson? What do we have to do during the lesson?
The measurement needs to be always in how close we are to that thought. Only out of that we can give the friends strength and support to justify every state and to see how great the Creator is in every state. And that's what we gather and collect, that's what we give to the friends, that's what we establish between us as the pulling force always. How close we are to the goal and how great the goal is.
And also the frequencies of the exits and entries, we can measure that, it's worthwhile. Anyone who takes advantage of the opportunities will end up with a much higher frequency.
Yes, and also every time when you think about the friends and the goal, the question is, do I also understand and feel that it's thanks to the ten? Do I feel that it's thanks to some friend who made an effort now, and due to that, I was now awarded with being awakened, and what do I have to do now for the ten?
Yes, the friend said everything. It's the entries and exits, it's about that feeling far away from this thing. It's a gift, feeling the complete opposite of it. It's an even greater gift. And the most important is to always be in this scrutiny. How? To awaken the friends and attend to that scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
can feel that the thoughts and inclinations of the friends towards connection are what brings me to think about it constantly, always. There's a constant mutual concern that brings results here.
In the end, we're going in a direction where you do feel greater distance from the 10 each time. You don't need to panic because of it, although it is alarming. As it says, if you hit your face, I was alarmed. However, realize that this is a part of the process. It's necessary to discover the darkness before we truly reach the true seeing.
Now we'll read an excerpt in conclusion and to think about. So I have me who loves me. I'm concerned for myself. That is natural. And there is the 10, which is like an adopted child. And I feel that I begin to be concerned about it, to care for it. Try to feel that distinction and check on occasion where your heart is. So I have myself, I care for myself, I'm concerned for myself, this is natural. And then there is the 10, which is like an adopted child, and I begin to feel how I begin to care for it.
Lie, 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 lie,